Hi guys, and welcome to Cider and Whiskey. Just caught you unawares there, didn't I?
I was just scrolling through Instagram looking at how this lady had reupholstered her chairs.
Really exciting stuff on Instagram today. It must be a slow day.
Oh no, I like chair reupholstering.
To be fair, it was quite a slow day on social media. As someone who has sat on social media all day, I can vouch for it being quite slow, not a whole lot going on.
Because everyone's working, Daryl. People have jobs.
Really? Is this why nobody replies to my Snapchats?
Yeah.
Do people actually work between 9 and 5?
Just took a video of himself and puts it in the group chat. And I was the only one who replied. I only replied for sympathy because no one else was replying to him.
Yeah. Aww. I was eating a sandwich.
You were devouring a sandwich.
But yeah, the unemployed life ends tomorrow. Gotta go back to work.
Gotta earn that pee.
Gotta earn those peas. That's a very English thing. Mm-hmm. Gotta earn those dollar bills.
Gotta get my peas.
Bro, I got bare pee. I got bare peas, bruv.
Do we sound like that?
Yeah.
I think we do.
Bare peas, bruv.
That's the worst horrendous English accent you've ever done.
Bare peas.
Bare peas.
But yeah.
Burpees. So, complete opposite. Not to be confused with, you know.
Not to be confused with. Burpees.
Burpees. Well, in your accent, you would never confuse them, would you?
Burpees.
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 Burpees. Burpees. You would never confuse.
I got burpees. Burpees.
Burpees.
I got burpees.
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 So no one knows. So it's like, can you do loads of exercise or do you have lots of money? Maybe you can do both. Maybe you do burpees with lots of money in your pockets and you like to jingle every time you go up and down.
I got burpees.
Burpees.
I can do burpees.
Anyway.
Wow, we got stuck on that.
We did.
But yeah, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to?
Working really hard.
I've been in the same apartment as you. Literally the room next door, working all day.
Just thought I'd ask. You know, you can never ask a woman how she's doing often enough. How are you doing? How are you in yourself?
Well, now you ask. I'm having the most awful time.
Do you want to lie down on the sofa and we'll move the mic over?
Yeah, can you maybe just rub my head a bit?
Yeah.
I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, drink that Malibu. Scarlett's on OE. Malibu and orange today. Got that taste of summer.
That's my favourite summer drink.
We've had that summer vibe all weekend, though, to be fair. We've had sunshine and actually a little bit of heat this weekend.
It's lovely. We just went and sat around the corner for a few hours, didn't we? Like it was July.
Sat on the grass, bought a bottle of wine, drank a bottle of wine nearly.
Standard.
Just kind of chilled for a couple of hours in the sun. Like it was properly warm. I was in a t-shirt.
It was nice.
For about an hour of it. Yeah. It was lovely.
And then Monday rolls around and it's glum again. But yeah. I was saying on a Zoom call earlier, actually, it's kind of nice that it's glum on a Monday because it doesn't make people miss the weekend.
Even though today is Tuesday.
Yeah. I meant, what? I'm confused.
What? Today's Tuesday. It was glum today. It was glum yesterday as well.
No,
actually,
it was kind of sunny-ish today. The sun poked its head through, yeah.
Was it?
Not like you would know. You were in the bedroom eating sandwiches all day.
Yeah, I couldn't even see out the window.
Too many sandwiches.
From where I was on the...
Oh, I hope people listening have seen How I Met Your Mother. So many sandwiches.
So many sandwiches. back to work tomorrow, though. So no more daytime sandwiches.
No, just an evening sandwich.
Just evening sandwiches. Every now and again. But yeah, so yeah, I'm excited to go back, actually get some more money than this 80% furlough shit. Got stuff to do now. I've got stuff to pay for. Bought tickets to Boardmasters. A couple of days ago, Sunday, I think. And if we'd bought them 24 hours earlier, we could have saved about 150 quid. Got the hiccups?
Yes, it's a problem.
But yeah, you were really pleased that we got to spend that extra £200 on Boardmaster
fucking
tickets.
Fuming.
Yeah.
Oh
my God! Stop it.
I had a shock.
Are you okay?
No. I didn't realise they went up so much.
Yeah.
I've been before. So they have like different tiers, like most people will know, like tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, tier 4. That's for like Corona, lol.
Yeah.
So it went up like 100 quid, didn't it?
Yeah, in a day.
I was so pissed off.
Because we were just making like final arrangements and then we were about to book the tickets. And then we just waited until Sunday. We said we'll do it tomorrow. And they went up 150 quid. So we spent nearly 600. Oh no, 660 quid on festival tickets. That's absolutely disgusting.
We haven't even got there yet.
We haven't got there.
Bournemouth is in Cornwall. For those of you who don't know, Cornwall is very far from Birmingham.
We don't even have any fucking... any transport yet. No, we haven't paid for any transport.
Managed to convince my dad to let Daryl get insured on the car.
Yeah, boy.
Which I said is a good sign that my dad likes him because no fucking way he'd let any of my ex-boyfriends drive his car.
Yeah, that's no fair way. Enough. I was quite surprised when he said yes. I'm not sure my dad would. I suppose we could take my mum's car. He wouldn't let us have either of his.
No.
But
do you reckon he'd have let me? Obviously, if I could drive, I can't drive. Yeah, but
he probably would have let you.
Insured me on Lisa's whip.
Maybe. He'd have probably tried to give you Sarah's.
Fiat 500.
Sorry. You'd lose the Fiat 500 for a week. But actually, that's the point. Whenever Sarah... Well, I don't know if we should mention it, but I don't think anybody really know her. Sarah's going to Spain next year for her placement, and Katie's turning 17, so Katie's going to get free rein in the Fiat 500 for her first year of
Is
driving.
That how it's going to work?
Yeah.
Is your dad just going
to
get
Well, I've actually just realised that. Well, Sarah's not taking it to Spain, like, so...
Cool if she did, though.
Would
it? Driving around an Italian whip in Spain. Brilliant.
On the wrong side of the car on the wrong side of the
lovely.
Road, though. Yeah, no. That's a hard skill.
Which we tried, and you did okay, to be fair.
I did perfectly, thank you very much. Fuck you.
It was when we went through the airport 3 times because we couldn't figure out how to get out of this loop.
That was nothing to do with my driving. That was the sat-nav malfunctioning. It kept taking us round the same loop. It was like, oh, right, this might be it. And then it said, take a left there, and it took us back to the same road every
Darryl
time.
Daryl was shitting himself. Like, we're going to miss the flight, this fucking thing.
I was fuming because I knew where it was. I just couldn't get there.
I was like, stop shouting at me. This is not my fault.
Like, I knew the direction it was, but all the one-way streets. I was like, I can't get there. And the sat-nav was trying to take us to the desk in the airport rather than the bit around the corner where the cars are actually parked.
And
so.
Didn't we fill the petrol up and stuff?
Yeah.
We had to
so I was like, I'm
pack.
Using up petrol driving around. I was fuming.
We did it in the end, though. We did well.
And it was like 40 degrees and I was just hot and stressed.
I'd have loved to be back in 40 degrees. We need hot and stressed right now. Like,
We need to actually remember who we rented that car with so that we can go with them again.
It was good.
Because it was really easy. Yeah. Well, once we worked out where to leave it back, it was really easy.
Yeah, so Daryl's parents have they bought it yet? Or in the process of
it's
buying
gone through,
their apartment in Condado in Spain.
So more
very exciting.
Flights are... We actually spent a lot of money this...
We did.
We spent, what, $320 and $660. Oh my God. Nearly a grand. $980.
Yes.
Yeah, nearly £1,000 on Scarlett's math skills there.
I like to pride myself that I'm the one who's good at budgeting, but apparently not.
Not budgeting. I can't budget to fucking save myself. But, which is ironic because it's part of my job. I'm good at it in that respect, but I like buying myself things. But yeah, no, we got our flights booked, holidays sorted, more or less. We'll see.
July, isn't it? August.
End of July, start of August, we go to Spain, and then
and
just
then
after that, Boardmasters.
4 days later, Boardmasters.
Hell yeah.
You've got to hope that your boss lets you have that time off.
I'll be going.
Yeah, well, me too. With or without,
yeah,
I'm going.
I might be unemployed when I get back, but I'll be going. I'll definitely be going. I'm sure we can just podcast for a living after that. Absolutely.
We up our listeners. Pay us.
I know. Tell your friends, guys. go and review us on... can't even speak on an audio podcast. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, people are going to pay for that
that's
shit.
That's a really good sign. Go and review us on Apple Podcasts if you're listening to this right now. Unless you're driving. Maybe don't. But
they've just swerved after you just shouted at them.
That's true, actually. Listen to this at a low decibel. Lower decibels...
I don't think it really matters.
I don't think it matters.
I think you're going a bit in depth here.
Sorry. Thinking into it too much. Yeah.
Lower decibels?
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, so this was... We sort of touched on this on our walk earlier, and we knew to sort of stop ourselves talking about it because it was quite a good podcast topic. I watched... Scarlett was obvious. It was after 8 o'clock. Of course, Scarlett was asleep on the sofa last night.
Rude. Also true.
I think you made it up past 10 at the weekend, but last night was a weekday for you, so...
I love a nap. and a nap that turns into going to bed.
You were asleep at 8 o'clock. And in bed at 10.
You filled me up with lots of lovely food.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And just, yeah.
Yeah.
Just happy. Just sleeping with a full belly.
But yeah, I watched the new Biggie documentary. Got a story to tell, I think. And it was amazing. The guy was a genius, like a proper genius. He changed the face of rap and music forever. Like he died at the age of 25. So everything he did, he was our age. Like that's ridiculous. We're so old.
Please don't.
We're nearly gonna be in the over 25s category.
Do you know what's funny? I was on a call earlier with someone at work, and I'm looking at applying for this role thing, he was talking about like age and stuff, and he was like, oh, I don't want to like ask or like presume your age.
Yeah.
And a part of me was just sitting there thinking, I wonder how old he thinks I am. I was like, 23? Just to kind of, you know, yeah. I am still youthful. Yeah,
I am youthful. I am not a youth, but I am youthful. But anyway, I went on this mad trip because it's obviously, well, I had lots of beers and sandwiches. Went on this mad train of thought. Like, the world today is just completely messed up. Biggie got his big break, like the biggest thing back then in like the biggest city in the world, in New York, was to get in a little magazine column. Like, that was his first big break, and everybody knew who he was after that. Like, the guys on the street and everything were like, oh, Biggie was in Source this week. And like, that's just not a thing anymore. Everybody is famous today. Like, back then, everybody was either hustling on the street or like had a job and shit. Like, nobody, I don't know. It's really weird to describe, because like, everybody's getting famous on Instagram and
you didn't get podcasting and stuff. Did you? Yeah, like, you're famous for a reason or a specific thing. Like, there was a reason behind it other than wearing Pretty Little Thing clothes.
Yeah. Like, obviously there were more, but there were the top rappers, like the ones who were actually making proper money, were just Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, like NWA and stuff like that, and there was very little else. So like, you were proper famous back then. If you were famous, you were famous. Nowadays there's all these fake famous people getting famous from TikTok. It's like, no, fuck off. I think the world is worse. We're so much worse off.
But we were talking about, like, I reckon it will crash. It has to crash at some point, or something has to flip and change.
Something's going to implode. Like, where do we go next? Like, do we just keep digging ourselves deeper and deeper into this social media hole and just become a completely anti-social society?
We were talking about it the other day. Do you know what, weren't we, actually? A few days ago, when a guy walked past us, we were on our, like, daily walk, and a guy was like, oh, can you give me some direction to the train station, please?
Yeah.
And we obviously gave him directions. And
then an older gentleman.
Yeah, probably about 50, I would say.
Yeah, mid-50s.
And we just started a conversation, didn't we, about how, like, it's so weird that no one ever does that anymore, because you have maps on your phone. Like, you become...
There's no social interaction anymore.
No, there's nothing. Yeah. Like, imagine in a few years, like, if someone asks you for directions to something, like, you'll probably look at them like they're a weirdo, because... Yeah. Like,
why don't you have Google Maps?
Yeah, like
people growing up now, who are like teenagers now, like, they're just gonna be so brought up on it. Yeah, you're just so used to it, and they're gonna be reliant on it. Like, they're really, really gonna. I think the world is all downhill from here.
I think we're very lucky though that we were the generation that got both. I was out in the street playing. What's it used to be? Kirby with a ball. But then I also went home and used the fat computer, like the big,
the big chunky box computer,
which took ages to like load anything. And
you were probably 18 at the time.
Cheers.
None eaten probably caught up a couple of years ago to get flat screen computers.
Fucking dickhead. My first TV in my room, like, I wasn't allowed my TV in my room for ages.
Yeah,
and I haven't had one since. And I had a big silver square box telly. And it had, like, in the telly, like, it was, like, a square screen, and it had a VHS, like, a video player, in the telly. And all I used to do as a kid, I used to just play my Bridget Jones video and just watch it over and over, to the point where I know all the adverts, all their, like, line up to the programme.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Yeah. Life was simple. I just think I miss just being young as well and just playing football and stuff and just not having any other care. Like, but just like, in the garden on the weekend, school on Monday, playing Call of Duty in the evenings. Oh, so
it's
good.
It's the little things as well, though. Like, I feel there is, this is like deep, but there's so much societal pressure on people to look and act a certain way. Like, girls nowadays who are like 14, the makeup and clothes they're wearing, they look like 23, like how old I should look. Like,
yeah.
I find it mad.
Yeah, exactly. You could get all those boys on the prowl out there, you could get catfished by a wee young girl and completely done over in this Me Too culture and everything. You could get completely fucked up and it's like, really bad.
Like, I like used to wear like pinky blue eyeshadow and like used to just put eyeliner on under my eyes and nowhere else, and
like,
I
you looked like when you put makeup on you were trying to look older but you actually looked younger because of the way you did it.
Yeah. It was just like, I just find those types of things so precious. Like,
yeah,
you should grow up slowly, because like, this is gonna sound so miserable, but honestly, like, as soon as you've grown up, as soon as you've gone through school, college, if you go to uni, fair enough, like, you are working now.
Yeah.
Most likely until you get like to, for our generation, probably till we're like 70 or something ridiculous.
We're going to be 70.
And we're going to have 10 years afterwards and then we're going to die. Like,
honestly,
it's not as exciting, like the big wide world, as you think it's going to be. Yeah. Like, live those moments preciously. Like,
nobody tells you. They need a class when you're like 13 just saying, live the next 10 years as if you're not going to have any more after that.
Yeah.
Like, they need to actually sit that down and drill that into people.
Like,
but it's more about getting exam results and spending as much time in education as you can to come out and not get a job. It's like,
yeah.
And be in thousands of pounds of debt. Like, oh my God, we could go so deep into it. The world is so fucked up.
I just remember seeing a thing on Instagram that sticks with me. And I can't remember the exact words, but it was like, basically, no one ever tells you that that's the last time you're gonna do something. So like, the last house party you go to, the last like crazy drive you go on with your friends at college in the summer, like the last big night out, like all of those things, you just don't know, and then it just stops, and you look back and you're like, shit, like, I'm an adult now. Like, you don't want to admit it. Like, I don't want to admit it. I'm not, but like, you are.
One day you came in from playing football on the street with your friends, and that was the last time you ever did it. It's like, whoa, what?
If it's true, what? It's so true. It's so depressing.
Yeah, I know. And life just gets downhill. You just have to pay more money to do things. You have to pay bills. You have to work. Oh my God, it's so bad. And we're never gonna get another furlough scheme. Like, that's it. And this furlough scheme has probably fucked up the next couple of generations when it comes to like paying tax and shit like that. Yeah. And I feel sorry for the people who never even got furlough, like key workers and stuff like that. But that's a different argument altogether, how they should be paid more than they are and shit like that. Absolutely for that. But I think the furlough scheme's gonna fuck all of us over in the long run. And that amazing Test and Trace, and Matt Hancock handing out money to his mates and shit like that.
Standard.
Like, I don't know. I think it's all downhill from here, and that's why we've just gotta slow down, eat a sandwich and enjoy yourself.
See, that's the thing. I was just sitting there thinking, we make like our lives sound so depressing. We have so much to be thankful for.
Yeah.
But like, you do get stuck into that routine. You have to go to work to eat, to live, to sleep, to do all these things you want to do.
That's where, like, you've got to enjoy the time when you are actually doing the things.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer in living in the moment and just living to have fun.
Yeah. Like,
and I think we do. Through lockdown, like, we got a couple of holidays last year and stuff. We were lucky that we went when we did and stuff like that, and didn't sort of get in more trouble than we did at Christmas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've had a class year. It's been amazing. Not really working much, sitting on furlough, getting paid a bit, and kind of just chilling. And I said to myself the whole way through, I'm gonna sit here and enjoy this, because this is not gonna happen in my lifetime.
Yeah,
again.
Like, you should. So, yeah, I feel sorry for those who've lost people due to COVID, but for those of us that were sitting, like, you have to make the most of that. Like, that was like kind of college all over again. Well, not to the same extent, because you couldn't go out and do stuff really. Yeah. But
yeah, like, not saying I'm thankful for coronavirus or the pandemic or people dying or anything, but this is more a conversation about trying to enjoy your life before you get old and die. And it's so depressing, but it's so true.
I think a couple of things that I've learned as well, though, because I used to have this mindset of kind of your day's over. You go to work, you come home, your day's over. But actually, you have to change that mindset, don't you?
Yeah.
It's one big thing I've learned kind of from working from home. I guess because I'm lucky, because I'm working from home. Like, as soon as I close my laptop, I'm done.
Yeah.
But even I think when I go back into the office, like, if I get home at 5:30, usually 5:45, 6 o'clock, I still got the rest of my night to do something. And you have to think that way, because otherwise, like you say, you do end up working for those 2 days off at the weekend. And those days go like that, because you've got so much to do. You've got cleaning and stuff. You want to see your friends, and it just goes so quick. So I think that's one thing that, like, lockdown has really taught me, is make the most of that time around work. Work is not your life. You work to live. You don't live to work.
Yeah, it's important. It's really important. You need that work-life balance. And you're getting better. You're not perfect, but you're getting better.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. Cheers.
You're not perfect
either.
I think your working hours are harder, because sometimes you wouldn't be home until like 6 o'clock, which, from like traveling and stuff, and like, that's...
pain in the ass.
You can be like really tired by come like a Wednesday, Thursday, and you just want to sit in the sofa and go to bed, but then you're not doing anything and you're just going to work and sleeping.
Yeah.
And that's just, I don't know, that's grim. But when I get out at 3:30, I'm like straight to the gym. I can do some stuff. I try.
I think it's better, like, advice I would give to people is, I know, like, it's shit waking up early in the morning, but honestly, it's way worth it. Like, you wake up earlier in the morning, your day is so much longer.
Yeah.
Like, you wake up about 6 and come home 3:30, don't you?
Yeah.
And it's just the same amount of hours, like, but you've got the rest of your day. Like, I'm...
it is good.
...trying to do 8 till 4 or 8:30 till 4:30.
Yeah.
Which, again, gives you that extra hour, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it is a lot. Yeah.
When you're working from home as well, you don't even have to get up that early to start at 8, like getting up at 7:30 and rolling into the kitchen and starting work, like, that's sweet.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I don't know. I think furlough's been fun. I have enjoyed myself and tried to make the most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, eating loads of food, drink lots of drinks.
It's been good.
Yeah, it's been fun. But yeah.
Talking about food, what discovery did we make yesterday, Daryl? Oh,
well, it was actually a place that I knew was there, but I didn't think you'd freak out about it as much as you did.
It was exciting.
It just, you need to give us
some context.
We just walked past these people in the street, and they were holding these giant cones of chips. And Scarlett was like, oh my God, I love chips.
Why am I American?
I don't know.
Oh my God, I love chips.
I was going to do an accent, and it just came out American. I had to change it up for my own voice.
The biggest thing here, though, I think to add, is that you don't get chips in the city centre. There's no fish and chip shops in Birmingham, is
there? No chippies or anything, no.
Anywhere. But
this wasn't a chippy either. This place only sells chips.
Well, they do. It is a chippy then. Just a chippy chippy.
Not a fish and chippy. No. Yeah, just a chippy. But, like, it only sells chips. And how many different sauces? There must have been 30 to 40 different sauces. And you could get, like, them dosed in... what would you call that? Like, spices, like, powders. You could get, like, powdered flavours over them and stuff. And we got our... and they cover them. They just don't... they don't just do the top. I, like, all this I noticed, and it was like, oh yeah, this place is good. They don't just put your sauce on the top of the chip. I'm a connoisseur. They... coat them. They, like, put them in a big bowl and spin it, and they coat every chip in sauce, and nice even coating, I would say.
That was good.
Nicely seasoned chips.
We had garlic aioli on ours, didn't we?
Garlic aioli dose chips, and it was absolutely unbelievable.
They're called Awesome Chips, and it was brilliant, and I'm definitely going
back. That place is becoming regular. I love it. Not healthy, but it was absolutely amazing. And it was a fiver for that large chip we got, which was too much for the two of us.
I haven't had a chip shop, like, for so long, because in the city you just don't have them, do we?
Mm-mm.
So it was so nice to just have chips.
Chips. Like, proper chips. They were proper chips.
Yeah.
I like my chips slightly more done. I don't like a peel chip. I'm not a peel chip man. I like a bit of colour to my chips.
Which is unfortunate when you see me, because I'm pale as.
She's very pale.
I'm a pale chip. Sad face.
You're a pale...
with a few freckles.
You're a pale freckly chip.
The opposite of what you like.
No, I like a bit of texture. You're crunchy.
Is that a good thing? What are people going to think? I haven't bathed in 6 weeks. That's why my arms are crunchy. Got a weird coating all over me.
Yeah, your solidified grease in your hair, it's all crunchy.
That's disgusting. I'm so untrue. I could say, at least I've got my hair.
Hey, bald jokes. Your forehead's still bigger than mine. Anyway, they were the best chips in the world, and anybody who comes here to visit us is getting taken there because they were absolutely class. But yeah, absolutely amazing. But yeah, I think we're through most of our topics today.
Yeah, I think we are. It's one of them where lockdown is
This is just a wee short lockdown. I suppose we only did a podcast a couple of days ago as well. So we'll just blast out a wee short one tonight.
The only other thing I want to talk about before we round it off is the series we are currently watching. Now, I know it's a few years old, but yeah. I've never seen it before.
Yeah, not sure if anybody's ever seen Homeland, but I am a massive advocate. Go and watch Homeland. Like, it's honestly class. I love seeing like how the CIA and stuff work and everything. I think it's amazing. And so the storyline's incredible.
Yeah, the first series, season, whatever you want to call it, like, yeah. it takes a little while to warm up to it. It's slow. This is Daryl's idea.
Yeah.
You've seen it before, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's really good. It's basically about how the CIA work and like terms of catching terrorists in the USA.
The first season kind of sets it. It sets it up for the rest. And it's quite slow. Give it a chance. Carrie's completely mental.
I literally sit there like, I hate her. Yeah, I hate Scarlett her. She's hates so her. Annoying.
And but yeah, she is. Program. And he's... Yeah, Damian Lewis plays a very, very good character. And everybody's good in it. I love Saul with the big... Saul with his big grey beard.
Yeah,
and
he's a nice just character. Cool. He's good.
He's like your wee grandpa. He's nice to see on there. You're going to meet Quinn, though. Quinn, we're just finishing season two, about to see the finale, so some big shit's about to happen.
I'm excited.
And, yeah, really, Quinn's a good character. He's cool. You see that shit. But yeah, thank you everybody for listening. Nice wee short podcast. Probably be next week before we do another one. So yeah, have a good week, everybody. Share us and write us a little review on Apple Podcasts if you have the time, you know.
If you want our PayPal information, you know, when we were talking about quitting our jobs,
send us money.
Doing this for, you know,
for dollar. If you just, we're not going to do anything for you, but just if you just want to send us money, that'd be class.
Yeah,
it'd
be brilliant.
It would fund the podcast, you know, just fund us.
Fund the drinks we drink alongside.
Yeah, we are the podcast, so it funds the podcast. Yeah, funds our lives. Yeah. Cheers, guys. Bye, everybody.
Bye.